Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law with Denise Dirks, an attorney, and Todd Hewden, who's an attorney, and one who thinks he's an attorney, our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass.
I just ask questions, that's all.
I'm sorry, not the attorney. He thinks he's a judge.
Fred's got no notes in here today. I think it's interesting that without a notebook or anything, that he almost forgot my last name.
No, that's exactly.
He forgot what type of attorney.
Yeah, good old what's his bucket over here.
You know what's interesting is Todd. I've been friends with Todd a long time, and his brother David. Well, shout out for David. So I always am worried about calling him David because I had, you know, at the very beginning of Radio Law Talk a few years back. We've been going 3.5 years. What's going on is I'm going commando today. Those of you who are listening on the radio, it is again radio. This is not video, so it's okay to go commando. And I mean by commando, first time ever in getting close to 4 years of Radio Law Talk, I have no notes, I have no paper, I'm writing nothing down. I did study our topics and our cases today. I am allowed to use my iPhone for the little notes that everybody has. But I am so used to, as an old-time lawyer from starting in 1992, using everything paper. I'm still a paper guy. And even though, when you go to trial and a lot of my partners, they're like, yeah, they're bringing the young guys to teach them, trial prep and let them learn. And I'm a great lawyer to bring this apprentice in and teach him. Bull, you're teaching him, hey, take care of the video stuff. I don't understand it. That's exactly what's going on, man. They roll in with the courts are now so technologically advanced.
Leading the way to a paper-free radio law.
I'm trying. So if I stumble, I have zero in front of me, nothing. It's all in my brilliant mind, my legal mind, and I guess my wife would say it's the opposite. But you can call us at 855-LAW. Radio, I remember that number. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk or Instagram. Here's the most important thing. Remember, we are not giving you legal advice. Don't ask us to give you legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and that's all this is. This is a fun show talking about legal topics, the latest legal topics. The most important thing we do, though, is a thing called case or no case. Don't roll it yet, Cal.
Okay.
That Cal will bring up a scenario where Todd and I or Denise try to figure out if it's a case. And if it's a case, what the outcome is. And the winner, of the first one to get to 50 points, the other hosts have to take them to dinner. So that has become a fun tradition that everybody loves and what we do. But anyway, if you want to call in, go ahead and do it. But Cal, let's get ready to roll a case or no case for hour number two.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Robert Wise was in Ventura, California, driving down Ventura Boulevard when he pressed his luck on speed. He drove 65 miles per hour in a 45 zone, and as his luck was running, there was an officer of the law there. The policeman told Mr. Wise that he'd given him a break. He said, I'll only write you for doing 60 miles an hour, when the fact of the matter is you were doing 65. Mr. Wise said, he disagreed, but signed the ticket and decided he would fight the matter in court. But how? He said, I was speeding, there's no denying that, but then he came up with a plan, and he sought counsel about it. He decided that the officer was disingenuous, a liar about speed, because he took 5 miles an hour off. His thinking was that the ticket did not reflect his actual speed, so how can the traffic cop's word be trusted at all? And a hungry lawyer said, well, no one's ever framed an argument like that before, why not? So let's see, what do you think? I'm going to ask you then, Fred, case
or note case.
Well, I know for a fact this is a scenario from Cal. This just happened probably to Cal the other day. He's trying to figure a way. What he's trying to do is get some free legal advice of how to fight the ticket that he's going to. Cal's like, oh, I got a ticket, I don't know what to do. Well, go on Radio Law Talk and do a case or no case and let the host tell you what he should do. Oh, that's a good idea. Then they won't charge me.
Yeah,
that's that.
Yeah.
That's why I have no notes in front of me.
That's what I'm in this for. Free legal advice.
All right, let's see. Driving, let's see. That's standard procedure. I've heard officers say that before. I'll just, you know, lower this amount and give you this amount of a ticket so you don't have to go to some special class because, you know, or if it's over like certain miles per hour, it steps up to maybe a misdemeanor. I don't know all the details, but I know that because I don't have that issue. But this is what I'm going to say, Cal. I'm going to say that is a true scenario, but not a case. I think you just were in the bathroom, just relaxing, thinking about, you know what? I got a ticket. Yeah, how am I going to get out of this? And that's all it is, and that's what it is. You can go fight it all you want, but the officers have gone through training, and usually they can catch you. Believe me, it's difficult to beat these traffic cases.
Judges
no case,
don't often take people's
but a real
word over
scenario.
The officer. Okay, Todd, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, I'm going to agree with Fred. I'm going to say this is no case. Because I think any attorney, if he had gone to that, would have looked at it and explained it this way. The officer did not lie. You cannot do 65 miles an hour without first doing 60 miles an hour, of which you are guilty. And the fact that the cop put down 60, it doesn't say on here what was the fastest you were going. It says, how fast were you going? You would have had to have been doing 60 in order to get to 65.
Okay.
So it's not untrue. And I think that I don't think any attorney would do that. I'm going to say maybe a true scenario, but not a case.
Well, you've got to give them that. It's a creative approach.
Sure.
All right. So, Ms. Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
Well, I think the 20 miles difference would be the difference between it being like a dangerous speed ticket versus just speeding ticket, right? So the cop said, I'm going to give you a break. You're not going to get this higher fine infraction. You're going to get this lower fine infraction. And the guy thought, you know what? He lied. So all I have to do is show he lied. And he didn't think about the consequence with if he said, I really was going 65, wasn't I? And then he just admitted to the higher crime. So it has to be something like that.
People fight traffic tickets in some strange way.
That's true. I'm going to say it's a case, and the guy loses because he gets a bigger fine than what he would have gotten if he had gone with what the policeman had gotten.
Because in order to win on his case, he had to admit he was really doing 65.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
That's good. I like the fact that we have so many diverse opinions on this particular case.
We have today, right?
Yes,
the first one was we're all different.
Yeah, and that's what we're running it. So I'm going to ask you, those of you who say this was a case, that would be Denise, okay? No,
yes.
Fred's right. I just made the whole thing up. I thought, what would somebody come up with to beat a traffic ticket? I didn't read this, and I just kind of started thinking about it. But anyway, sorry.
You didn't give the traffic ticket?
That's all right.
That wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
You know, I saw a video the other day.
Now I'm really far behind.
I saw a video the other day of this cop pulled a guy over and for speeding, and he gets up there, and the cop says something like, I smell marijuana in the car, but it was in a state where marijuana was legal. And he said, do you have marijuana? And he said, yeah, I do. And the cop was being kind of nice, and goes, okay, throw the marijuana out on the ground. And so the guy threw the marijuana out on the ground, and the cop said, all right, I'm going to give you a ticket for littering but not speeding because that won't jack your insurance up.
Well,
it's like, okay, whatever.
And then he picked up the pot and walked away.
Yeah, he picked it up, and the guy's, what? And the cop looked back and said something like, this doesn't look like very good weed anyways. But it was just, I don't know if it was a parody video or not, but that just cracked me up because it certainly showed a cop that was in full uniform. That was hilarious.
When we come back, we're going to talk about, and my host already know about this. This came out like today about talking about whether or not if you're in a lease in an apartment, can they kick you out right now during coronavirus if you're behind in your payments?
Mm.
We're going to talk about that. And we're not going to tell you the exact answer because there's no exact answers right now with the coronavirus. But when we come back, we're going to discuss that and some other things, including Elon Musk. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Case or No Case on your favorite radio station and, in many cases, online by delay or live, Pacific 9 to noon every Saturday. We'll be right back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late-night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Todd had his kitty.
Oh, that's down.
What does Todd's cat say?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Todd is a single man with kitties. So that's all I got to say. I don't think we can talk. We don't need to talk.
I think that says it all right there.
Says it all. Yeah. And takes pictures of his kitties sitting on his unmade bed.
And that's an issue because...
Okay, that says even more.
A lot of people are swiping left. Or that, yeah, well, is it left is yes, right is no?
Yeah, swipe left is left. Look, I got news for you. People were swiping left on any profile I had long before I posted anything about cats.
Or maybe they like that because you're sensitive side.
You yeah, that could be. That could be.
There's something creepy about it.
That's coming from a woman saying you're creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Here's something interesting. You wonder what happens if you can't pay your rent, right? And you're there's issues of whether or not you're leasing or renting, or even whether or not it's a mortgage. But here's the kind of the important thing to note down. And Todd has got a great little tidbit about it shows the map from Washington Post and exactly what the map is of what states are the most restrictive and the least restrictive concerning being able to kick out the tenants. And in California, for example, what's happening is what you do is the unlawful detainer process is how you kick someone out. If they're living in an apartment, say you own a complex.
Or even a house.
Yeah, or even a house. What's happening is the courts are saying, we're not doing any unlawful detainers, period, unless it's a necessity for public health. So in general, California is saying, yeah, we're just not going to process the unlawful detainers right now. But other states are different. Some are even more restrictive that people can stay in their house temporarily during this COVID-19. But a lot of times they don't. I don't think there's anything that says that they don't have to pay the back rent. I don't know.
I agree. It's a little vague there as to what happens once the protections are lifted and folks can go back to work. You know, and I understand the difficulty because if I am renting a house from somebody who is making a mortgage payment on that house,
right,
they're not being relieved of their obligations,
right,
for mortgage yet. I mean, maybe that's in the works, but it hasn't happened yet. They still have to make the payments. But just to give you an idea of how things are going, let's start with California. And the reason I'm starting that is because we know that the housing director in California has said that, you know, evictions during the COVID-19 quarantine period are not allowed in the state of California. And the reason I start there is because on this graphic that I had, and I sent you that, I think it's
good,
going to be posted.
I'll put it up on Twitter,
on our Instagram account. California is in the middle in terms of states. To the far left is those states that have the least protections, and to the far right, the ones that have the most protections. And California sits in the middle with that directive in place that the evictions would not be allowed. Other states that sit in the middle are California, Arizona, Montana, Kansas, Texas, Florida, Maine, New Jersey. Those on the far right offering the most protections, Nevada, Minnesota, Delaware, Rhode Island. Next, you know, it's more than moderate, but not quite all the way at the top. Washington, Oregon, Wisconsin, Illinois, Kentucky. Those on the other side offering the fewest protections. Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, Virginia. And, you know, that's just a representative example. If you look at the graphic when you go onto our Instagram, those in yellow, it's not going to be marked there, but those in yellow,
right,
are the ones that have the least protections, and those in blue have the most. Cal.
Oh, interestingly, many of the states that are you know, most stringent on got to pay your rent are those that were affected least. But there's been a ripple through the whole economy that even a guy picking spuds in Idaho is selling fewer spuds because they're not buying as many fries at the McDonald's. So it's an interesting scenario. And if you are the landlord, is the federal government going to step in and pay everybody's rent for your apartment complex? That's a staggering obligation.
Blue is the most restrictive, you said?
No, blue is the least restrictive.
Gotcha.
Cal, I do have to correct you on one thing with that. And the correction
is... I mean,
is,
Idaho is my example.
Well, no, the correction comes with regard to the number of French fries that are being sold at McDonald's, because I still go to McDonald's, so I can guarantee that the fry consumption has not dropped.
Okay, just check.
The SEC actually sent me a letter precluding me from purchasing stock in McDonald's because apparently my personal consumption habits affect the stock price. If I swore off McDonald's, the drop would be catastrophic. That may or may not be a true fact.
Conflict of interest.
You know that there are government-supported programs and even bank-supported programs where that you can defer your mortgage for so many days and so many months. But the problem with that is that on you can do it for 2 months. The more normal program is 60 days. You get to defer it.
Right.
But on the 61st day, it's all due that day.
All
of it.
Yeah, and by the way, the interest you didn't pay, that gets tacked on, or in some cases, the payment gets stuck. And if you've got a kind bank,
they'll
stick the payment at the end of the mortgage. But, you know, so there's some possibilities.
It's not like some overarching entity came in and just said, we're going to press pause like a video game and then press start in 3 months when it's done, and everybody will be in the same spot moving forward.
Right.
That hasn't happened.
That can't happen.
It can't happen. And
so while I'm tweeting out on Instagram, or I'm Instagramming out, and talk about Elon Musk, what's going on. You guys go. I'll let you guys talk about that, Todd and Denise, while I'm trying to get this Instagram thing up, but this is interesting. This is in Fremont, California.
Yeah, Fremont,
and I've been there.
Fremont is in Alameda. So what's impacting
them
right now, it's a Bay Area.
Right.
But there's six counties in the Bay Area that are more restrictive type of policies for COVID than other counties in all of the state of California. And Alameda County is one of them.
Yeah, Oakland is in that county. Very big metro all the way up and
exactly.
down Alameda.
And so they're not letting businesses open, and his business is not considered essential. Only a little tiny piece of it, so he can operate, but it's a very small part of the operations. So he said, forget it, I'm opening, I need to, and if you guys don't like it, I'm going to move my plant out of Alameda, and I'll just moved to Texas. So he's like having a showdown with the local health authorities in Alameda County. And in fact, he has already filed a lawsuit against them to try to show that the shutdown orders that are in place are not valid as against him.
Yeah, and we're going to pick this up when we come back from the break. We've got about 30 seconds before we go out. Just know one of the things we'll talk about is what it costs to live in Fremont. For those of you that are in other areas of the country, you might understand why this is an issue. Cal.
It's a big deal.
Yes.
Housing. And more Radio Law Talk is coming up right here, so stay tuned, and we appreciate you listening so far. There's more ahead.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As businesses reopen throughout the weekend in more of the United States, an overwhelming majority of states are still falling short of the COVID-19 testing levels that public health experts say are necessary to safely ease the lockdowns and avoid another deadly wave of outbreaks. 41 of the nation's 50 states fail to test widely enough to drive their infections below the key benchmark. Among those states are Texas and Georgia, which recently moved aggressively to reopen stores, malls, barbers, barbershops, and other businesses. The first stage of Maryland's reopening began when some retail stores were allowed to reopen and the stay-at-home order was lifted, but some of the hardest-hit parts of the state, including the suburbs of D.C., extended their restrictions for residents and businesses. Researchers at Harvard University have calculated that the U.S. needs to test a minimum of 900,000 people per day to safely reopen the economy. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We were talking about Elon Musk and about possibly moving and about the issue of him opening against the coronavirus rules of not opening in California. We just talked about the Wisconsin Supreme Court saying, boo-hoo, you guys cannot force everybody to stay at home, but go ahead.
Yeah, so look, Tesla Motors, they still have contracts to make, cars to deliver, and Musk is looking at this going, well, I don't know, you turn on the television set and you hear all these ads where other auto manufacturers are saying, we're here to help you, you know, we want to help, asterisk, separate most people from their money by giving you by cars and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, I got a business to run. So he has said, I'm sending my workers back to work, told the state of California, you got to come after somebody, come after me, arrest me, don't arrest the workers.
Right.
But based on all this, you know, I'm seriously looking at, I'm going to move the operations out of Fremont, California to either Texas or Nevada. He's talked about both. And you know, at first blush, people would look at that and say, oh, my gosh, the number of people that will lose their jobs if he does that.
Yeah, he employs 10,000 in the Fremont.
He employs 10,000 people doing that, and he's got to move. But
and that doesn't include, by the way, when you say 10,000, sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
That doesn't mean all the auxiliaries over and above the 10,000.
Sales staff, which is in Las Vegas. I mean,
But
the big battery operations, New York, California, both have been shut down.
No, but what I'm saying is there's people, the restaurants next door to the plant. You know,
absolutely.
It affects a lot of people.
So, and then you consider the cost to move. Well,
right.
A couple of factors. First, the politicians, the governments from both Nevada and Texas have said, come on down.
Bring you know, it, Elon, baby.
They will give incentives for folks to move. We see that happen. Did you know, by the way, this is how much a government can influence something. The movie, or the show Breaking Bad, right? Breaking Bad was originally set to take place in San Bernardino or Bakersfield. That was originally set. And
that would make sense.
And at the last minute, New Mexico came in and said, tell you what, have you considered New Mexico? Because we have a lot of breaks, and they determined that they could take the whole operation to New Mexico and save money over doing the production in California. And that's how they ended up in New Mexico. So governments can do this, and they've been reaching out to Elon Musk to have him bring the operations there. But what the country, because we're nationwide, what the country may not understand, may not fully realize, is exactly how expensive it is for the employees and the business to operate in Fremont. Because Fremont is at the lower end of the San Francisco Bay, and so it's technically part of the Bay Area. Consider these figures. We're in Burley, Idaho. That's your old stomping grounds, Cal.
Yes. Radio Law Talk.
Median home value, home price in Burley, Idaho, just a little north of $193,000.
Sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in Philadelphia. Median home value in Philadelphia, $187,000. Burley, Idaho beats Philadelphia.
That's amazing.
There you go.
Our newest affiliate on air today, where we're at, in Sullivan, Missouri, $132,000. Almost $133,000. Dallas, Texas, Big D, $226,000. Median home value. Fremont, California, where Tesla's factory is. Median home value, $1.1 million.
And median, by the way, means the home right exactly between the most expensive and the least expensive. It's not an average.
Wow.
It's just the very middle of the highest and lowest value.
Well, one thing you have to know, too, is a lot of the workers that work for Tesla do not live in Fremont or even Alameda County. A lot of them are being bused in from Stockton. A lot of people work from Stockton at Tesla.
And so there's two hours out of your day to commute at least.
The other thing is that at Tesla, they provide all the cereal. They provide all of this different kinds of breakfast foods. They don't provide all the foods like Google does, but they do provide for their people to be able to eat cereal and stuff all day long, literally.
As Fred has said on occasion, I'm an actor in addition to being a lawyer. And last year I did a job for a very well-known online social media organization. That one and one other one. This one I'm thinking of. I can't tell you the name, but it rhymes with Placebook. And so I was at their facility, and they have at the center of every floor is a full kitchen,
yeah,
where you can get anything you want for breakfast, anything for lunch, anything for dinner. They have showers in an area, a gym. Essentially, if you had a moderate-sized vehicle, you could park in the parking lot and stay there, and you could live there because you'd be able to go to and from and eat and do everything at the facility.
And that would delight your employers because you'd be there 24/7 and you'd never go home and you'd be working all the time.
But what it does do also is it really upsets the restaurants and the different things around those campuses because, like, for example, Google, they have 7 full-on restaurants in just this one campus
of
Google.
And I've been to those restaurants.
I have, too.
We represent a lot of clients out of that area. And it's not just like it is good food. It is top-notch food.
No junk there.
No.
Huh?
I mean, they got some junk, but it's as in, like, you know, hamburger, hot dog type
stuff.
And
they have Mexican theme, different things.
But the food is
good.
Quality. Very good quality.
Now, what does this have to do with Tesla shutting down?
Right. What is that?
Because you look at this. They employ 10,000 people, and my gosh, if they leave, these are 10,000 people with these high home prices. What are they going to do to get a new job? Well, this is what I observed about 20 years ago when I lived near Reno, Nevada. They in that location, they had just encouraged HP, Hewlett-Packard, and UPS to relocate from California locations in the Bay Area to Sparks, Nevada. That's where they relocated to. And they brought their employees. And you'd think, why would these employees want to relocate? Well, it's because the employees in the Bay Area, when they relocated to Sparks, Nevada, the strength of their earned dollars went so much further. They were able to sell the houses that they had there, go to Sparks, buy houses for cash. They were able to live a lot better, and We've talked about Nevada and Texas being the big players for Tesla. Both those states have no state income tax. And so the incentive was to not just move the company, but the employees went with it. And so that's a big incentive. And there is an exodus from California of businesses because there's a thought, and probably justifiably so, that California just isn't a very business-friendly climate. And that's why a lot of people leave.
No.
So you know.
Yeah, but we have a lot more skilled workers, and we have really a lot more of the tech people in California
because
than other states.
There's so many people here.
Yeah, we're a huge market. A lot of people want to locate here because they're right next to where they will sell their product.
But what did I see at one time? If California was a country unto itself, it would be like sixth in terms of gross dimension product in the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot here and a lot that it has to offer. You think beaches, but most of California is farming, and you've got that, but still, cost of doing business here is very high, and you know they can. Elon Musk may move it,
and you know what? All the other people could care less about California. Out there listening, they don't say, we're from Texas. Big D talk. Is it big D talk in Texas?
The KBDT folks are going, well, that's California. They're crazy. You know?
Yes, exactly.
After we just compared the median home value in Texas, Dallas at 226 to 1.1 million in Fremont, everybody in Dallas is like, yep, we ain't going there. I'm staying right where I'm at.
Well, you know what? Here's an interesting one, too, that we talk a lot about. And since coronavirus, the question is, what's going to happen to concerts? And, you know, all these people getting together. One of the biggest concerts around is Coachella, is the big Coachella Festival.
Yep.
And that's, just so you know, don't understand, that's down near Palm Springs, Palm Desert. It's Southern California down in the desert area. And it's a big get-together. It's usually, I'm going to call it the Woodstock of the 2000s and 2020s. It's all these young people and supposedly older hip, I'm not going to call them hip, yeah, hippie types. They're going to get together and they're going to these music festivals. Well, what happens in Coachella, this is such a huge event. This is a massive event that in order to be a band and play there, you have to sign a waiver within a certain mile radius. You can't come there to go to Coachella and play and then go play at another venue nearby. And so for that reason, there's been some real issues. And one of the main issues is nearby, well, not super close, but in
West
Portland.
West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast is Portland, Oregon, has their own festival near around that time period. And they bring a lawsuit against the Coachella association that puts on the Coachella. And we're going to talk about the details of that when we come back. It's very interesting, the arguments on both sides. The Ninth Circuit stepped up and made a ruling. We'll be back.
Well, Radio Law Talk is headed your way just a little bit right here. You stay there. We'll continue. We promise.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, stop it. I like the Amargosa Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So the company out of Oregon that filed this lawsuit is objecting to the so-called radius clause in the Coachella event. And this thing is huge. Read about it when you get some time. Those of you over 40 that probably don't know what it is.
So in the performer's contract, they have a radius clause? Wow.
It's like, 1,900 miles, is it, Todd? How many miles? 1,000? It's not like 50-mile radius.
The radius clause that Coachella requires that has is a 1,300-mile radius.
Crazy.
And this lawsuit that was filed by Sold Out Productions up in Oregon that's over 1,000 miles away, but not quite 1,300 miles away, because people couldn't go and perform at that festival if they performed at Coachella. You know, and they do concerts year-round in Portland. And so the question is, you know, the question they're asking is, what makes them think that we're even in the same market? How can they arbitrarily say 1,300 miles is the same market when you know, you got Southern California, the Bay Area, and then you keep going up the coast until you get to Portland?
At the trial court level, at the circuit court, they initially dismissed this matter.
They did?
Because they said that the Portland company was not a party to the contract.
Right, there's no standing.
No standing, basically. But what happened is that the Ninth Circuit then reinstated the suit and said, hey, they don't have to be a party to the contract to have standing. They have standing under the thought of tortious interference with contract, and also unlawful competition. And I think that that's so true. There's a lot more things that allow for liability to flow from a contract, even to a non-party. There's third-party beneficiary theories where, let's say that a parent enter into a contract to support their child and make sure that they go to college. That contract can be enforced by the children. They're third-party beneficiaries to that contract, and they get the benefits of the contract, and they can enforce it under the law.
Huh. And so they've got this. Now, we're in Texas. Radio Law Talk is there. We talked about Elon Musk moving to Texas. Texas arguably has a stake in this lawsuit.
Yeah, they're happy about the lawsuit.
And they are kind of, you know.
Well, at least about Coachella.
Because in Austin, Texas, they have what's called the South by Southwest Festival. Okay? And it's gotten pretty big, and a lot of musical acts play there.
Well, what's the cool people say, Todd? SXSW.
That's right.
Is that what it's called?
Which I would have said, but then I would have had a lot of people, namely those in the room here with me, going, what does that mean?
Right.
And so.
I thought it had been a derogatory remark.
Yes, the X meaning the by, like two by four is often.
X, what is
S, south, S, by, that's the S,
S-X-W,
S-W, which is southwest.
S-X-W?
Yes.
S-X-S-W.
Yes.
South.
A lot of S's
southwest.
And a lot of X's.
South by southwest. As opposed to the.
Notice Cal over age 60 knows what it is.
As opposed to the Hitchcock film, North by Northwest.
But NBNW.
Yes.
NXNW.
But see, Austin, Texas is outside that 1,300-mile radius. So an act could play at South by Southwest, which is usually held in March of the year, and still play at Coachella, which is held in around October of any given year. And so they benefit. Musical acts that want to continue to generate revenue that perform at Coachella but can't perform anywhere else would be looking for a place like South by Southwest to perform. So Austin has benefited from this. Now, that doesn't mean if the law has changed that they'll get fewer acts, I suppose. It just means that the tour schedule for these acts might increase. But I think it'll be curious to see what happens with this case now that it has been revived.
But here's the interesting thing that I find about this. You know these concert venues, when a big band comes, they don't just go to Texas and then their next event's going to be in Massachusetts. They're going to go to Texas, then they're going to go to New Mexico, then they're going to go to, you know, then they'll go to, you know, whatever. You know, everything that's nearby. Well, they'll go to Austin, then they'll go to San Antonio. Everything's close by so they can hit it all in a row. But how does that, I mean, flying into Coachella means you're stuck in not hitting any of these major venues. California's got some major venues that they could hit. The Bay Area, you know, L.A., Seattle.
Now, Seattle would probably be outside.
Just on the outside.
Because,
San Diego, Fresno, Sacramento.
Still,
I mean, this, yeah.
And here's
especially Fresno. That's a big one, Cal, that you mentioned. That's huge.
Now, here's something that's interesting to me.
It is.
I'm surprised that nobody has filed under Business and Professions Code Section 16600 arguing. Essentially, that section, it's what invalidates the non-compete clauses in employment contracts in California, because essentially what it says is any contract that prevents you from performing your work or being employed elsewhere in the state is void. And so that 1,300-mile clause would include the entire California region. And so anybody that plays at Coachella by that contract would be prevented from playing anywhere else. And I'm surprised that somebody hasn't raised that as a, well, how can you put that in there when this code says you can't have those? I don't know that that would apply necessarily in Oregon, because the venue for this case is Oregon. It's not being sued in California. So I don't know that they have that same protection.
So as attorneys, let's refocus on something else. I want to talk about something. As attorneys, we receive a lot of, I'm going to call it junk mail or information on our continuing education. And as I receive this information, and I think this is a no-brainer, and if you want to talk about it, we can talk to me at it, call us at 855 Law Radio. But I'm receiving a lot of information about one thing, and that is bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is starting to pick up, believe it or not. I know a lot of bankruptcy lawyers, Denise and Todd, you too, especially Denise. You and I know a few that we're close with. And they've basically been doing okay, but they're not driving around a nice car right now, you know. But they're telling them be prepared for the onslaught coming. And that's so
And JCPenney's just filed, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
I knew they were struggling. But don't forget, the coronavirus didn't cause all this immediately. I mean, the ones for right now, a lot of them are people that were teetering or businesses
they were
that
big
were teetering.
Box. Retail.
But there's a lot of restaurants, even too, that were teetering that are going to be the first ones going bankrupt.
It's just like it affected the population. It found the most vulnerable
first
and got them first. Correct.
Right. That doesn't mean everyone else isn't going to come second or third. But my point is what's happening is these bankruptcies are going to start hitting lawyers, and the lawyers are talking about it right now, saying, "Here we come."
You know, and you got to weed through the junk mail that you receive. I have received so much junk mail, you know, things that say like 30 days past due, final notice,
power bill.
Eviction. Good heavens.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to need a bankruptcy attorney.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that is junk mail, just sort of. Like,
but
what I want to talk about, and I really don't want to get into it now. I know we only have a few minutes, but this, if you've ever heard of Intellisat. So Intellisat has been around since the 60s. And Intellisat has actually was one of it's basically a satellite company. And it is one of the satellite companies that has most of the satellites, or many of them, that are up there roaming around the Earth.
And it was at one time owned by our government and has now been privatized.
That's exactly right.
It's very interesting, the history of this company.
And not only the history of it, but it was that when we first landed on the moon and the man met, and Neil Armstrong was the one that walked on the moon, that's the company that shot the video or made the video, you know, live to America on
in their studios, right?
Yes, yeah. With Stanley Kubrick standing by. So.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, a little conspiracy there.
I think it would be film back then. Would it be videos or would it be
film? Well, whatever
film?
It would be, film or whatever. They're the ones that at least brought it down to us on Earth to be able to see it. And there's some interesting thing that's going on with this company that I just want to tease you concerning COVID-19 and how it's affected it. And it is about bankruptcy issues. And it's funny how this COVID-19, it's like, I'm going to call it the last straw. You know, there's sometimes the COVID is just the last straw that has nailed some businesses that have been long, long time out there. That one in Indiana, a restaurant that's been around since the 1950s, closed for good, forever. It's just sad. And we're going to talk about the bankruptcies and how this will affect companies, individuals in bankruptcies, Chapter 7s, 11s. And then we're going to get into a case or no case. And Cal will have a good case or no case when we get back. Join us third hour. We'll be back.
Yep, taking you to China for that one. So stick around. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.